On the line with me is a comic who's had a tremendous impact on my career, and I'm sure he doesn't want me to go any details about it because he's one of the Lewis. You're one of the. I mean, people know you. Lewis Black is on the line with us, and people know you as this, you know, going out on rants and having so much rage. And does it hurt your image if I tell people how nice you are?
No,
all right.
They don't believe it.
I know. The one of my happiest moments in my entire life was making you giggle one night at the Old Ale House in. In Old Town, yeah. In 1999, and I've preserved that as one of my favorite memories.
Oh, that's great.
And I have to ask you, you know, I know that you hosted the Correspondents' Dinner in 2005. Did you watch all of them before yours, or, do you want to even be bothered with, like, knowing how other people did? Because I watch it today, and I felt like a comic going into a corporate gig going, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Well, that's what it is. It's a corporate gig to the 500th power, and it's Washington, which I'm born and raised around there. And they're generally, if you play any kind of somewhat political grouping there, be it whatever it is, they're not fun. They think especially if you're doing kind of their with the political. You know, jokes with a political bent, they're really irritating. You know, they think they know it. You know, and they think they know comedy, which they don't, okay? That's the first thing, is, I stopped watching a long time ago. I didn't really watch people who, I may have watched something before I did it, before I went and did the thing. But I stupidly thought, oh, I have to do this. Well, it's this, I really didn't. I, after doing it, I would never do it again. I certainly would never have accepted I never would have done the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I never would have done it after doing the Congressional Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah,
it's beyond belief. Because then they showed my thing on C-SPAN and people started commenting on it. Well, it's not shot like a special, schmuck.
Right.
All right. The audience isn't mic'd, so you don't hear their reaction. So you're making a determination on this and this. You don't have that. You don't know that. Sitting just two seats away from me is Dick Cheney. On the other side is Mr. Happiness, Mitch McConnell. I mean, come on.
Well, what do you think about the concept of the Correspondents' Dinner in the first place? Sitting down, the politicians, where the journalists want to get their stories from, if they want to get their leaks or if they want to criticize them or shed a light on what's going on in government. What do you think about even the idea of this party?
I think it's somewhat ludicrous in terms of Congress. It's even more ludicrous in terms of the White House, and bringing in someone to, bringing in a comic is beyond belief to me. The last one who really could do it, because he had their numbers and that we weren't dealing with social media, was Will Rogers.
Oh wow, yeah, that's going back a ways.
Well, it is going back a ways. Will Rogers actually introduced Herbert Hoover once on a national public address because he was more liked than Herbert Hoover. So, we're in a different time frame now. And it's like, what do you care? It's a comic, you schmuck. With all that's going on in the world, you're going to worry about what she said or he said? What is the matter with you?
Well, that's what's so maddening is they're like, oh, she crossed the line. Is there even a line anymore with the kinds of things the president and people in government have said these days?
No, there's no line. Okay? no line. And plus, once again, I didn't watch. I'm not going to watch. But I do know I could tell you whether it was the joke worked or not. That's the line.
Right.
Does the joke work?
I kind of ruined this for my producer, Elif, because we sat down and I was going through it and I was like, oh, she stepped over her own line by trying to tag it. Those are the kinds of things, right? The technical parts of it, that kind of stuff. But people, I get to this point now, and I know you have this all the time, is that no matter what we say, people hear it differently. They hear what they want to hear.
They stop in the middle of your sentence if you hear a word.
Yep.
And go... Because I do this thing now that I think is a setup line, and I know that it's man and wife accidentally, which is the key word, accidentally shot. So they, I know that they don't, they literally don't laugh during the next part, which is during church gun safety talk. So, right. And that's a real headline.
Right.
Okay, that's a legitimately real, I didn't make it up. I didn't write it. So nobody in the audience can go, well, and then I have to explain to the audience that they are so uptight about anything that has to do with gun safety that they can't get past this because, you know, that they don't hear. And then I have to explain how the joke works for them. Because they'll stop it. They stop a shot.
Exactly.
I've had it happen too many times.
Right. And here's the thing is that, and what I've noticed when I've worked with you, how long did it take for you to not care where the audience was? Or do you care? Do you still go, really? You're going to, this is what's going to derail our moment together in this live performance?
Yeah, I still get.
Do you?
And then I'll take some of the blame sometimes when it's my fault. And then sometimes I just look at them and go, really? You want me to? Seriously, I have better things to do than to spend time with you.
Well, you're going to be spending time with us. You're coming to Chicago, and I hope I get to see you
yes.
this time. You have an event. You have a show coming up on October 12th. Is that your show in Chicago?
I'm going to get your schedule. Show in Chicago at the Jumbo Theater there.
The Chicago Theater, I think, is where you're going to be.
Yes.
And you know, I was telling Elif, my producer, I mean, I started with you at Zany's on Wells. You had to perform, speaking of shows in your career, and I hope I'm not doing like that weird thing, but you had to perform on the 1999 New Year's Eve into Y2K yeah. with like 10 people yeah. in the audience. I think they're still eating their corn out of the pantry, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. It was really great. It was 10 people, and there was a bottle of champagne on every table. And at the end, everybody came in. I forget the comics who were working out in out at the other places all came downtown. We all sat at different tables with a big bottle of champagne going. Nobody came out that night.
No, nobody. There was nobody out that night for Y2K.
Yeah, no, not a person in sight. It was really good. But I got a check, which is to Zany's credit. And Zany's was, you know, and to give them their due, they're celebrating an anniversary now, and I did a video thing for them recently, because that was a great room to work in. Just
yeah,
a great room.
It's 40 years. Well, I mean, you know, when you're in town for the big theater, maybe you stop by and do a set. Not, I know it's weird when you come in town, you want to hang out with people, and you are always so generous with your time, with fans, with friends, and again with me today. I miss you and hope I get to see you soon.
So do I.
I'm so glad you had the time to do this segment. Please be well. That's Lewis Black. Go to lewisblack.com for all of his upcoming shows, including the one right here in Chicago on October 12th at the Chicago Theater. Please be well, my friend.
Thank you, Patty. It's a pleasure to talk to you.